I spoke to a woman once who was in grief because she had recently lost her husband. And as we were sitting and talking, she said, you know, the thing that's most painful is not that he passed away, because we knew that was going to happen. That's a natural part of life. The thing that was most painful is I feel like I didn't appreciate him enough while he was here. Such depth of pain from feeling like something was past and an opportunity to really love and appreciate had passed. And yet, somehow, there's this gift with loss where naturally we tend to appreciate things more after they're gone. Life is busy, we get used to things, there's stresses. And then in that moment of loss, when we're invited to just stop everything and be in a period of mourning, sometimes that depth from the heart can come forth that wasn't available before. The Hasidic master, the Maggid of Mezrich, taught that Rosh Hashanah comes in a time that is inviting us to let ourselves feel the loss, to let our hearts break. Really, it began with the kind of anti-holiday of Tisha B'Av, which is a holiday of mourning the destruction of the temple. But really, in the deepest way, it's to invite that energy of mourning, that energy of sadness, not for its own sake, not to be in a bummer place, but to allow the heart to break and to allow a greater depth of appreciation of what is. And so I want to invite us, as we come on the cusp of this new year, to recognize, first of all, that the past is gone, and that we can relax our clinging to the past, relax the energy of the past that we tend to hold within us, mourn something if we have to, but then allow our hearts and our minds to blossom in the present so that we can be coming through these years on a kind of a spiral. So that each time when we come around again, and I feel like it was like a few weeks ago that we were together for Rosh Hashanah last year here. But that we can take a step deeper this year. That so that it's not just that we come together to do this wonderful ceremony and touch into the eternal, but perhaps that we take a little more of the eternal with us into the year. Perhaps strengthen our commitment so that our teshuva is not just on an emotional heart level, but on an actual level of doing something different in our lives this year to keep us deepening, to keep us more connected with what's real, with what's important, with what our heart wants to say. The words that go with the nigun that we were just singing are, I'll just say some of them. Bati lagani, I have come into my garden. And look, that's what we've done, right? We've come into the garden. Bati lagani, I have come into my garden. And it's a metaphor, of course, for the garden of the heart, the garden of the miracle of this moment that we so much tend to take for granted. Bati lagani, come into the garden. Ariti mori, ariti mori, I have gathered my myrrh. Myrrh is like this sweet smell, this sweet aroma There's a sweet aroma of presence, a sweet aroma in the space within which all of life is unfolding that usually goes unnoticed. We have to gather it. We have to gather ourselves to be able to smell that sweet aroma. Let's say it, Ariti Mori.
Ariti Mori.
Im Bisami.
Im Bisami.
With my honey. The honey takes it to another level. The mori, my mori, my myrrh, we can smell the fragrance of the sacred. But the honey is something that nourishes us. So many people come to me and they say, how do I get myself to meditate every day? How do I get myself to pray every day? Or however you're framing the practice to yourself. How can I motivate myself to do it? But if you can somehow get past that barrier to do it a little bit, do it for a week, do it for 2 weeks, or for 3 weeks, you start to realize there's a nourishment that comes that you need. Maybe more than coffee. Maybe. I prefer both. Ariti Mori Im Bisami. The words for this chant are actually in a handout that you probably have. If everything has gone as planned, then you have it. Bati Lagani. Bati Lagani. There's a lot of words there, but we're just going to sing the part that is a little bit down, and it says Bati Lagani like this. Bati Lagani. Achoti Kala. Okay, wait. I forgot. Achoti Kala. Achoti, my sister. Kala, bride. These are metaphors for the presence of the sacred, the divine presence as imaged as the divine feminine. Let's try again. Bati legani achoti kala. Ariti mori im besami, bahati legani achoti chala. Ariti mori im besami. So I invite you to take a few moments. You can just put down the sheet. We'll come back to it. But bringing your right hand to your heart. Just take a moment to notice what's happening right now in your whole field of experience. Notice what your senses are bringing in. Notice what you're hearing, the different levels beyond my voice. Sounds of the city, the distant sounds. Noticing any feelings you may have, any emotions. Noticing as thoughts arise, but as they do, not giving them too much energy, but just noticing and bringing yourself back to explore, to see what is here, to see what is happening in this moment. And then see if you can take the attitude of offering your awareness to whatever is arising, knowing that everything are forms of reality, forms of existence, forms of the divine. And so we offer our awareness as an act of love, as a way of service. You can connect with that feeling. Offering attention as an act of love. And to anchor this, let's chant the word lecha, which means for you. It's an offering word, like lecha, and a long out breath, breathing in. Lecha. And bringing your left hand to your belly as well. feeling awareness down into your organs. Feeling awareness down from your belly and your lower back, down to the connection of your body in the chair, down through your legs, knees, down into your feet and toes. And feeling awareness upward into your lungs and heart, and shoulders and neck. Feeling down into your arms and hands and fingers. Up into your face, bringing smile to your lips, expressing this generosity of presence. And resting awareness on the flow of your breathing. And anchoring this body awareness with the word na'ase means we will do. And our doing in this case is our breathing and our bringing awareness into deep teshuvah, deep return down into the body. Na'ase, deep breath in. Na'ase. And with your left hand still on your belly, bringing your right hand to lightly touch your forehead. Left hand on belly, right hand touching forehead. Bringing to mind that the awareness that fills your body, the awareness that is now intimate with your breathing and intimate with the sounds around you, is not confined to your body, is not limited to the shape of your body, but opens into a borderless field within which the whole space around you lives. And you are this open field. You are this big space. Vinishma, listening. We listen. Vinishma, deep breath in. Vinishma. And kissing fingers, relaxing your hands. Take a few moments just to be in this silence. If it's comfortable for you to close your eyes, that's good. If you want to open them, then just let them be unfocused. Feeling the texture of this moment as it flows. Feeling your breathing and hearing the sounds. And we'll be in the silence just for a few minutes together.
Bati legani achoti chala ariti mori imbesami bati legani achoti chala ariti Timori in besami. Ai, 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 ay 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 Bati legani, achoti chala, ariti mori im besami. Ha ha ha, ay 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 ay. Bati legani, achoti chala, ariti mori, im besami. Hey, bati legani, achoti chala, ariti mori.
Amen. I want to make a blessing for all of us that we find the ways in this coming year to deepen in our practice.